News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. 4:24 p.m. right now. Getting close to that go home time. I got a caller online. Hey, it's Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams. How you doing today, man?
Doing good, Phil.
Good. What's
hey,
on your
my
mind?
Indiana boys are coming through, you know it?
They are. They're looking at passing some laws that would help people out, right?
Yeah, and there's four exemptions to it: medical, religious, and natural immunity, and let's see what the testing.
Oh wow!
And,
okay.
And as far as on the religious, there is no questions asked on the religious, so they can't question you on that. There's going to be a lot of people getting religion in Indiana, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's a revival breaking out in Indiana. Well, listen,
do you
know, Jeff, are they going to put some teeth in it? Like you're going to have the ability to sue on this? Or because that's one thing that was left out of Alabama is they didn't put a cause of action in there. Did they? What are they doing in Indiana on that? Do you know?
Well, I don't really know. But just hopefully that it has to have some teeth, like I say, because otherwise I just ignore it.
Well,
fair enough. Another thing I was wanting to touch on is I read that the therapeutics, the new therapeutics from, I guess, Pfizer and stuff coming out, are supposedly in a in tests, they have a 90% reduction rate of death and hospitalization over the placebos. Isn't that just about what the vaccines have? Why would they require you to have a vaccine? Why don't we just have a lot of therapeutics on hand?
You know, Jeff, I can't even answer that. I mean, it's a moving target. Right now, the CDC is saying that, you know, actually natural antibodies have more impact than they ever wanted to admit before, at least for the Delta variant now they're finding. Mm-hmm. And then Israel is saying that the second round of boosters is not really efficient. And doctors in Boston are saying they were wrong for declaring that the vaccine was going to stop it in its tracks. It just never has. Hey, Jeff, I got another caller on the line, man. Let me go run grab that real quick. You be safe, and thanks for calling in, bud. All right. Copper, I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and grab that on line one. Is it Kat? Is that right? Kat from Texas. Hey, Kat.
That's
Phil
right.
Williams. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. Are you affiliated with one Copper who runs the board here? Is that correct?
I am. In fact, I'm her younger sister.
Oh.
I heard you talking about the Carhartts, and I thought it would be fun to chime in with the fact that I know a whole lot of liberals who do, in fact, wear Carhartts.
So you think liberals are out there sporting Carhartt and looking like rugged individuals, and that's why Carhartt is keeping their mandate in place, or what?
I think it might be something like that. I do a lot of conservation work in national and state parks, and a lot of the people in that field can swing either way, really conservative or really liberal. And a lot of my liberal coworkers will stand by Carhartt to the end of their days.
Well, you know what? I guess if it keeps the rain and the cold off of you, it doesn't matter whether you're liberal or conservative. You want to stay warm and dry, right?
I mean, fair enough.
Fair enough. Hey, Kat, thanks for calling in. Call in anytime. By the way, we love your sister. So, yeah, be safe out there. And by the way, is that a new gig for you in Texas? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, running down to play with some tigers, helping out with an exotic sanctuary.
That's very cool. All right, well, look, good luck to you in Texas, and keep listening to the show and call in anytime, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Well, Copper, grab the microphone. would you call sis and say, hey, call in? Or is she listening? Or what?
That's right. I said you got to weigh in on the Carhartt thing.
Very cool. So she's your younger sister by how many years?
Four.
4 years. Now, how many of y'all are there?
There's seven total. I'm number two. She's number four.
Is she redhead too?
No, she's the blonde, the sole blonde.
So the blonde is the black sheep. Is that right then or what?
No.
Well, that's very cool. Thank you for having her call in. All right, good enough. We'll make sure she listens some more, and shout out to Kat in Texas. Hey, by the way, that just proves we have listeners in multiple states. All right, folks, I'm moving to the next thing. We got to have some fun here. We got to talk about, I don't know, maybe M&Ms are going woke. How crazy is that? All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:36 p.m. That's 16:36 for all you military types out there at the arsenal. It is go-home time for the most part. People are already getting car keys in hand. Some of you are like on go, ready to hit the roads. Be careful out there. It is cold. It is cold. It is cold. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, too, in terms of cold, if you get home, oh, and God forbid, the house is cold and the heat's gone out, just know this. One of our new team members I'm excited to announce is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So Vandy's, that's with a V as in Victor, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning serves Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. They are like a one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs, gas or electric, all right? And here's the deal. They're open 6 days a week, so it's Friday afternoon right now. Let's say you get home tonight and the heat's out. You can call Vandy's. They can have somebody out tomorrow because they work 6 days a week, Saturdays included. The guys at Vandy's, though, too, they're not going to try and upsell you on stuff you don't need. That's a promise. And, in fact, they're going to come out and give you a free estimate. So Vandy's, keep in mind, is an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandegrift, the guy who owns it, is a veteran of Afghanistan himself, and I appreciate that like you have no idea. And listen, served his country downrange. Now he's serving his community with just quality care and a business you can rely on. So check him out for all your HVAC needs. It's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell him you heard it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, I'm moving to the last part of the Triple Dipper, Woke World Wonders. I saved this for the last because it's just, you know, it's one of those things you have to laugh. You have to. And Copper, I know you got those clips. Thank you very much for that. Let's do this. I'm going to go to the, well, let me just tell you. First of all, understand this. There was this real thought. You could see it in the last campaign season. Do you remember back when at one point, daggum, Bernie Sanders was like the lead candidate for president? I think in part we wound up with Joe Biden, because even the Democrats were scared to death that Bernie Sanders was going to be their guy. Well, article in the Washington Post a couple of days ago. Yes, I went to the Washington Post, of all things. Titled, "The Left Dreamed of Remaking America. Now it stares into the abyss as Biden's plans wither." Take heart, Right Side ruffians. They are reeling right now. So listen, it goes on to talk about the fact that, yeah, in 2020, there were all these prominent liberals that were promising major changes. They're going to change the whole safety net, change the climate policy, change, you know, things like healthcare and housing and education. And it was like an endless stream of progressive ideology being espoused by all these candidates who were running for the highest office in the land. It was so bad that it began to drive even what was considered to be the moderate candidates. Believe it or not, remember back, Joe Biden was touted as the moderate Democrat, but he even had to come to the left to try and catch up with the momentum that people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren were experiencing. So this article from WAPO literally goes on to talk about the fact that they were going to do things like nationalized health care, double the minimum wage, cancel all student debt, a complete overhaul of immigration, new social education programs, all of it, all of it. And now he said they're just down to watching what Sinema and Manchin are going to do. And deflated, it says, seems like the right word. One guy quoted, one of their advisors says, there's been a damper thrown on it all. Well, yeah, and praise God, as a conservative, I am glad to hear it. All that to say, CNN has an article dated a couple weeks ago. I pulled this one. That even in Europe, you know, you like to think that America should be more conservative. Right now, France is Macron, of all people, is saying, don't bring your liberal wokeness over here. In Britain, it's become basically a thing that the ruling conservative party is literally saying they're lashing out at the continued woke policies. And it's a clash right now. It's basically, people are getting fed up with it worldwide, in my opinion. Well, it doesn't mean they're going to stop the independent fights. All right. We are seeing some victories right now. And do not get complacent, but we are seeing some victories right now, Right Side Ruffians. We are seeing some things happening that are to our benefit as conservatives because the Supreme Court is in place and keeping things in check on these mandates. We have a ruling we hope is going to come on abortion law. We've been seeing states' rights being given more consideration. They can't pass these liberal spending bills and policies on changing our laws, on changing our elections and federalizing them. They haven't been able to kill the filibuster in the Senate. It's been the worst week in Biden's 1 year, just last week. And yet you still have things happening that you look at and go, really? Really? Why was that a good idea? Why? Let me bring one to your attention. This one cracks me up and is sad at the same time. How about M&M's candies. I love me some M&M's. And I'm a peanut M&M's fan, I'll be honest with you. I love peanut M&M's. And I think that whoever came up with the characters they have that do the ads, the little M&M's that walk around talking and doing things, talking to Santa Claus, genius ads. How about this? M&M's candy has decided that it is necessary to give their characters an updated look to make them more, ready, inclusive. Oh, God, here we go. Mars Incorporated is giving its popular anthropomorphized M&M's characters a slight makeover to be more inclusive, according to AL.com's article yesterday. Why? It's candy, y'all. It is candy. Oh, you know what? I'm speaking about this. Fox News is doing a story on it right this very minute. How about that? Nonetheless, Mars Company said Thursday it was making a, quote, global commitment to creating a world where everyone feels they belong and society is inclusive. It's candy. It is candy. Candy. It's just candy. I mean, they're doing things to try and make the character. I tell you what, let me do this. Copper clip one. Clip one is the global vice president of M&M's candy. In a voice that sounds like a teenager, telling us why it's so important that they change these characters so that everyone feels more included. Copper, play clip one.
M&M's is on a mission to create a world where everyone feels they belong. We're wanting to start a movement to remind everyone that despite our differences, we have an incredibly powerful thing in common as a community, which is the power of fun. It's actually a reaffirmation, a concrete commitment to what we've always believed as a brand, that the power of fun is the most important way that we can help people feel included and increase that sense of belonging. So as an iconic brand that's been around for actually over 80 years, it's really important that we're evolving over time as well. And one of the most powerful ways we can do that is through our beloved characters. You'll see them as we've done a deep look at them both inside as well as out in terms of reflecting new looks, personalities, and backstories. For example, Green, you'll see her better reflect empowerment and confidence and be known for more than just her shoes. You're going to see Green and Brown together being a supporting force for women who are throwing shine and not shade. You'll also see Orange really embrace his true self, worries and all, and not be afraid to express it. We actually know Orange is the most relatable of our characters in the crew. It's based on some conversations we've had with Gen Z, which we know is the most anxious generation. And beyond our characters, you'll see things such as our increased color palette, as well as the different sizes and shapes of our lentils. And a personal favorite of mine, more of an emphasis on the ampersand. It's a distinctive element
stop.
Of the M&M's
Just
logo.
Stop. Just stop. Stop. Stop! It's candy. Copper, grab the mic.
Yes.
Does that make you want to buy more M&Ms or less?
No, I mean, I'm all for storytelling, but I can't say that I've researched the backstory of M&Ms.
No, and you know, I don't know about you, Copper, when I hear that Orange is prepared to embrace his true self, my conservative red flags start flying.
Yeah, what's his true self?
I don't know. M&M. He's a freaking M&M. He's an orange M&M. And then what was the one she say about Green? What'd she say about Green is a he's going to be known for more of her attitude than her shoes or something like that? What was that about?
More than just her shoes, yeah.
More than just, yeah. And she sounded so proud, didn't she? I just sounded so proud telling us. I mean, you could tell, I think she thought this up herself, and she's so excited about it. And to me, it's just the biggest flop. It's candy! All right, I could spend a half hour on M&M's going woke, but I got more. Thank you, Copper. I got more to go. So yeah, Copper, go ahead and get clip two ready because we're headed to that next. So here's the deal, y'all. I said that when I brought up the woke M&M's thing, it's because what I'm trying to say is this. Woke policies are getting thwarted right now on the big stage, all right? In the big stage, we're making some serious gains. On the small stage, like the individual actions, like M&M's need, feeling the outright need, apparently, outright need to speak, to have their candy speak to inclusivity and diversity and make sure that the orange M&M can embrace his true self. It's a piece of candy, y'all. Whatever happened to make a good product, people will like to eat it, they may buy it. That's what it boils down to. And by the way, when you start making cute little characters, it can draw people in. When the cute little character starts speaking to political or woke culture, you lose people as well. Don't forget that. All said and done, other things that are happening, though. Change of subject, but still woke world wonders. Fairfax Public Schools. Fairfax Public Schools in Virginia. This is right after Governor Youngkin got elected and said the first thing he did on day one was he banned the use of critical race theory curriculums in all schools in Fairfax County. It was reported that just the other day, this report comes off the Washington Examiner dated January 19th with a follow-up report from Fox dated the next day, that literally Fairfax County schools, that an exercise took place in which they used a sort of a bingo-style board, you know, where you have the grid and different things in it, and the kids were required in school to take that bingo card that had all kinds of different labels in it or things, and they were supposed to choose their version of their own privilege. Yeah. And so within that, it was things like identify your privilege by things like you have your own bedroom, or you feel represented in the media, or you're involved in extracurricular activities, or you're a Christian, or you're white, or you're cisgender. And here's one that also shocked me because I'm used to those other things being called out, except for the bedroom. That kind of got me. How about military kids? Military kids are in this exercise seen as being privileged. And it was asking kids in a highly military community, a high percentage military community, to consider themselves as, since they're military kids, somehow they're privileged. I could go all day on that one. I've got audio to play for you, but I'm up against a break. So Copper, let's run the break. And if we have time, we'll come back. And I'll play you some more on that. But can you imagine, folks? I mean, kids who watch mom and dad go off to war, who've had to move multiple times in their lives. Shoot, by the time I was 16, I'd had 12 bedrooms. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. Privilege? Maybe an honor in some ways. Very difficult in others. Privilege? That's ridiculous. That's woke. That is absolute woke. That's a piece of the woke world wonders in the Triple Dipper today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you heard the news there a moment ago, Huntsville City Schools has announced that it will not be doing in-person education starting Monday for a week. They're planning on doing remote for a week due to a spike, they say, in corona cases within the school system. So I guess when the school system, not the community, I guess it's a school system, but nonetheless, Huntsville City Schools, if you have kids in that school system, just know that when you get home from work today, they may be telling you, hey, mom or dad, I'm home Monday. So blessings on you as you make arrangements and do the best you can with kids doing their remote online education. If I read correctly, and I'm going to go back to it right now, WAFF has a list of school closings in the area. Huntsville has closed starting Monday for a week. Unless this changes, Muscle Shoals is going back to live on Monday. Even though Huntsville has a 42% positivity rate. Oh, it's in Madison County. It's for the county. So a 42% positivity rate in Madison County, they're shutting Huntsville City Schools. A 51% in Colbert County, but Muscle Shoals is reopening on Monday, unless something's changed. Decatur, a 48% in Morgan County, Decatur City Schools is going back to class on Monday. I unless they're extending these. Right now, the only one that shows out of all these schools listed on WAFF school closings, the only one that shows, I'm looking at Huntsville, Muscle Shoals, Decatur, Lauderdale County, Lawrence County, Russellville, Florence, Albertville, Scottsboro, Sheffield. I mean, all of it. Anyway, the bottom line is this. Check the list, find out what's going on with your kids, and you may have to make arrangements for Monday because it looks like they're going remote in Huntsville at the very least on Monday, while the others may be going back to class. All right, listen, Copper, I will skip that that audio clip. We won't be able to get to it today. It was literally, I had a great interview with a teacher talking about that thing I told you about in Fairfax County. So the governor says no more critical race theory. And then Fairfax County Public Schools decided to go ahead and not only have you pick your privilege, but they included military kids in the privilege. And this veteran teacher that I was going to play a clip from, Rebecca Friedrichs, she's a 28-year career public educator. She slammed this as an Orwellian. She says it's sophomoric. It's ridiculous. It's division, division, division. There's no sense in it. It's just more woke policy. Yes. But see, here's the thing. You know, some of this, like, we have to change your candy to be more inclusive. Oh, that's important. Or the fact that, you know, you need to assert your or admit your privilege, you military kid, you white cisgender Christian military kid. I mean, that's that labeled me as a kid, I guess. What it boils down to is an attitude of intolerance. It's like they cannot have their views alongside our views. They have to crush our views. That's what it boils down to. And townhall.com has an article that came out yesterday about the fact that leftists are even freaking out. It says leftists lose it after Sinema. That's U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Leftists lose it after Sinema shakes hands with GOP senators. It's become a viral video when after voting down the killing of the filibuster. Thank you, Kyrsten Sinema, who is actually a fairly liberal individual herself. But she shook hands with a few Republicans on the floor of the Senate, and the video has driven progressives mad, literally mad. And it lists a number of the responses that came out. But see, that's the thing. It's an attitude of intolerance, y'all. Meanwhile, you got things happening in woke world wonders. Senator Josh Hawley, one of the more conservative members of the U.S. Senate, is now calling on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to explain why they can't do a thing about the border, but they can form a new climate change professionals program at the Department of Homeland Security. What in God's name? And he pointed out they're so busy working on woke social politics that they're forgetting the fact that we have a national security crisis on our border. All right, that's plenty, folks. I had a whole stack of woke world wonders. Won't even get to them. But you know the deal. We got to say not on our watch. We got to have right side ruffians out there willing to get in the fray, folks. And I love this audience. Y'all have a great weekend. You got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. Copper and I'll be back on Monday. Have a good one. We'll see you then.